Hi, everybody. I'm happy to say no big ticket weather during this Thanksgiving week as far as major storm systems. For tonight, clear skies and rather cold again. Overnight low temperature down close to freezing. Tomorrow is a huge travel day, and I don't see any issues within hundreds of miles, really. Lots of sunshine, low 60s tomorrow. Then on Thanksgiving, we start off fairly routine with the morning low of 36. Afternoon high in the upper 60s. We're dry during the day on Thanksgiving, but scattered showers holding off till Thursday night, then breezy and cooler on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Thank you for choosing Capital Tractor for your equipment needs. Thank you for trusting us to help you do the work you do. And thank you for making us one of the largest Kubota dealers in the Southeast. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Health and Wealth Radio Network.
Save the neck for me.
And now, because it's Thanksgiving, and I'm wearing a pilgrim hat, here's your legal disclaimer. And would you mind passing the green bean casserole?
All matters discussed on the Health and Wealth Show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented by our sweet little pilgrim David Ernest are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to their accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our highly qualified representatives prior to implementation. And that is your legal disclaimer. And I'll pass you the green bean casserole, but here's an FYI. Aunt Bessie made it, so watch out for cat hair.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with a turkey.
Look, man, could you keep your voice down?
No, Mr. Turkey.
Tom, man, call me Tom.
Tom, I understand that your money man is David Ernest.
That's right, man. You mind if I stand behind you?
David Ernest takes care of your money, so it will be there when you need it for retirement.
If I get to retire, man, come on, keep your voice down, will you?
Tell everyone listening how they can contact David Ernest.
You can call David up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And he's on the World Wide Web at retirewithernest.com.
And like Mr. Turkey,
come on, man, Tom.
And like Tom, you too can be in the gravy.
Come on, man, give me a break. Help me out a little bit. I'm like the fugitive here.
Well, I could take you to my mother-in-law. She does a ham on Thanksgiving.
Oh, thanks, man.
Besides, I've been wanting to give her the bird for years.
Super secret studio, where we all agree you should turn down a second helping of Aunt Bess's green bean casserole. David Ernest proudly brings you the Health and Wealth Show. Call David now at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0831. Leave your name and number, and you will get a prompt call back from Too Tall Matthew, Princess Leah, or best-selling author and asset preservationist David Ernest. Call today, and you will be so thankful you did. Now, please welcome the money man with the money plan and a high resistance to tryptophan. It's David Ernest.
And there he is, ladies and gentlemen, right across the board from me here, live once again, and on the Zoom. Guess who's on the Zoom? Too Tall Matthew.
Too Tall Matthew's on the Zoom. That's right.
Thanks for having me. I'm here.
Yeah, glad to have you.
Yes, and we're coming up very close to Turkey Day.
Yes, and as a matter of fact, just an FYI, I think we're just like going to just call it a week after tonight, right?
Yes.
And we've got...
We've got reruns.
We've got reruns, and probably hear this show on Thanksgiving.
That's probably a good thing to do.
It contains some Thanksgiving-type, you know,
because we're going to talk turkey tonight.
Yes.
A lot of turkey. And there's a lot of turkey going on, you know, a lot of turkey going on. We're being told a lot of things, you know.
A lot of turkeys.
We're being told to eat a lot of turkey. Now, I like turkey, but I don't like to feel like a turkey after I've eaten too much turkey. You know, we're being fed a lot of turkey nonsense is really what we're being done. They think we're stupid. I mean, do we look like turkeys? Maybe they think we act like turkeys. You know, I know that they have opened the border to more turkey ship, I guess.
Turkey ship, you say?
Yes.
Ship, you say. Turkey ship.
That's like, what. That's, I think that's what they, yeah. they want more turkeys in here.
So.
You know, and then they want to roast us.
Yeah, and you know, turkeys, it's pretty much a common fact that if turkeys are outside when it rains, they will look up and open their mouths and actually drown. That's how dumb they are. They're not a smart bird.
Well, look, there's a lot of folks out there looking up in the sky and opening their mouths with all of this inflation and these lies and all of this stuff, and we're drowning. We're drowning in lies, guys. We're drowning, and pretty soon we're going to be lying down and drowning when it takes everything we've got to get back up. And that's the problem right now. This country is trying to get back off of its turkey legs and stand straight like a person again. And there's a lot of gobbling going on.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it starts right at the top. Because look who we got at the top, the turkey in chief.
But the great turkey himself.
Now, they had the what was this young boy's name? Rittenhouse? They had the verdict the other day.
Yeah.
And Joe Biden calls him a white supremacist.
Yes.
Now, because I guess because all the people he shot were white?
Listen, this is all politics. It's all and someone will like us.
I mean, the BLM people are like, what you talking about, Joe?
You know, really, I mean, like, are we a bunch of turkeys out here? No, we're not. We're not that stupid. We know it's politics that they're playing on us. We know that they've been bleeding us dry. And when Joe said he wasn't going to tax us unless we were making $400,000, we knew that was a lie. Look at this inflation. We're not turkeys. We understand things. You know, we're about to drown in inflation. We're about to drown with all kinds of turkey talk and turkey calls. I mean, have you ever seen a turkey caller?
Oh, turkey. Oh, where are you? Turkey, turkey.
Matthew, you know what a turkey call is, don't you?
Yeah.
Now, that sounds more like it.
That sounds like it.
Do that again. That's a good one.
Did you have a call there? I didn't see you. You're on the Zoom.
No, he's good at it.
Because, you know, these turkey hunters, now they got these little gizmos they buy, and they can.
I've seen them.
They practice. They're out there at their house.
Matthew's got one. Don't you have one, Matthew?
Oh man, yeah.
He's got several of them.
He knows about
these turkey callers.
Are you a turkey hunter? You go out and hunt turkeys?
I sound like four or five turkeys. They don't know what to do.
They just walk up and die of confusion. I guess.
My God, well, see, that's the problem, you know.
Turkey
when you
game.
Got several turkeys trying to talk. We don't know what to do. Really? I mean, we don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do.
I mean, like, really? Did they say that? Did they gobble that? You know, are they expecting us to gobble that down? I love to eat turkey, but I don't like to talk turkey because it's just plain stupid. Who knows the turkey language? Does Biden know the turkey language? Does Harris know the turkey language? I think they know what a turkey neck is because I've seen them on their pictures. They have turkey neck, you know. I mean, in person, they have Pelosi. She's tried to get rid of her turkey neck,
and not having much
luck at it.
By the way, you requested something.
I did,
and I did not forget.
Oh,
but there's a story behind it.
Okay,
you want me? I could tell you that story now.
Go ahead.
David asked me to find the Thanksgiving song by Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
And it takes me back many years ago in a little studio across on the other side of town, down Norman Bridge Road. And it was when the song first came out on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
And back then, Saturday Night Live was still kind of funny. This would have been
before the All Turn Liberals.
Yeah.
Yes, I understand. They're not, now they're turkeys. Go ahead.
This would have been in the 80s, I imagine. Okay. Some in the mid to the late 80s.
Yes.
And so Adam Sandler had the turkey or the Thanksgiving song. It's hilarious. Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah. Saw it on Saturday Night Live.
Uh-huh.
Well, I get to work one day, and some stuff has come in, and there is a CD there with Adam Sandler's Thanksgiving song.
Ooh.
And so I take it in to Larry,
mm-hmm.
and it's Thanksgiving time, and I say, you need to play this. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Well, evidently, what we saw on Saturday Night Live was different because this was from a nightclub performance.
Ooh.
And
beat a turkey.
There was two or three things in there that really...
You were goblin, right?
We could get by with playing it now. But then you
no gobblers allowed then.
No, nothing. And we just kind of laughed it off and went on about it. We made out like I got...
No FCC was listening.
No, maybe not. But anyway, we made out like I got suspended from work and I had to go home and everything. Oh. This made a big deal out of it.
Oh,
and now it's nothing. It's nothing.
Well, you know.
But just in case, I found it, and it's the exact same one. I did edit that out. There was two things in
there. That makes me feel
I edited
less Turkish.
That out. Yeah. But we do have something coming next week that we may have to have a disclaimer on.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, it's going to be funny, too.
That one is... we have been accused of being certain things that we just don't think we are.
Communists and sons of what? we'll just leave it at that.
Yes.
But the lady does not live here. I've got it on tape, her saying that she does not live here. So
yeah, well,
if we make fun of her,
she listens to us.
Well, she's got good taste.
She thinks we're commies.
Yeah, but she keeps listening to us and watching us on TV.
Well, maybe she thinks we're some kind of long-running commie show.
I guess so, maybe. But anyhow, that's a little later on. I think it's in the break, the commercial break we take here in a little while.
Okay.
But it is in there for you.
Yeah. So Matthew, today.
Yes.
Have you had any turkey yet? You have not had any turkey yet, have you?
No, I hold off.
You held off a little.
That stuff puts me to sleep. I love turkey.
It's got
I love Thanksgiving.
Trip,
love some turkey and dressing.
Fan in there.
Yeah. I'm pre-gaming right now. I'm just kind of.
So now let me ask you something. You got grandmama and you got mama over there. Are they cooking together? Or does one get out of the other one's way and let them do it? Or
we don't let mama cook.
Oh, really?
Not grandmama, no.
Why? She just like go crazy and cook a lot of stuff?
It would, it could be devastating. The turkeys would not even look like a turkey. I love my mom, but no cooking.
So,
she used to cook wonderful meals. It's not the time for any more cooking.
Okay, so Susan's over there cooking.
Yes, she can. And my daughter, and I guess Matthew is...
the whole family, yeah.
The whole family knows how to eat.
Everybody brings something to the table. Yeah.
We know how to eat.
So what's the big thing, other than turkey or a ham in the Ernest household, the big thing for Thanksgiving? I know there's food, but what does everybody like?
Everything. Sweet potato. Taters, casseroles, green beans that have been doctored up, squash that's been doctored up. You know, really, I'm not much of a cook. I just know this stuff tastes real good. It's got cheese in it. It's got these crumblies in it. It's got all the stuff in it. Sweet potato pie, pecan pies, chocolate pies, cakes. Do you want me to go on? It's just... unbelievable.
I'm loving it, man. It sounds good.
You know, crunchy things like, you know, these little things are like little carrots and things for the pre-snacks, you know, and the broccolis and stuff like that, which the kids don't like much. But if you dip it in ranch, it tastes pretty good. And, you know, just incredible amount of food. Mm-hmm. And we don't really need any turkey to go to sleep because... Mm-hmm. Even without turkey, you'll take a nap.
So, what is the least favorite thing? If somebody comes over and brings something, like you got an aunt that makes meatballs,
a lot of folks don't really care for some of the kids don't. They don't really like turnip greens much.
That is kind of a
it's those, you right? know then you know it's so so you know, maybe not so much turnip green. There might be some there, but
and Matthew, what's your favorite thing at Thanksgiving?
Definitely the dressing with the
dressing.
Yeah.
What did I leave that out? And the giblet gravy and all that other stuff. Oh, the cranberry sauce. And some of these things that they make that what is that stuff? The Indians killed them.
Deer?
Custard. That's what it was.
Oh, custard. Yeah, I got you. I'm with you. I think there was a D on the end there.
Custard.
But it tastes pretty good, even if the Indians didn't like it.
Yeah, well, you know,
like has a D at the end.
You know how the brain works.
Custard came along many years later, you know. But the first Thanksgiving, you know, they didn't have that first year. They didn't have a Thanksgiving because the Pilgrims dang near froze to death.
I know.
And the Indians were just said, we're gonna have to do something for these people. They're gonna die. And they sort of befriended the Pilgrims.
Yeah.
And helped them out I think the first year the Indians brought the turkey because they knew about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And they actually did like popcorn and all that kind of stuff. But that first year over there at Plymouth, the poor Pilgrims almost perished, you know. And I guess that was the big Thanksgiving thing. The next year was when they, when they survived.
And the car perished too. The Plymouth car, it perished.
Yeah, you didn't hear that comes up later. There's something about that later too.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But I always enjoy Thanksgiving.
I must be a mind reader.
It could be. It could be. Maybe you previewed the show. I don't know.
No, I didn't.
But we're going to be over at Mama's this year, and my brother and his family are coming in. And that's all I know that are showing up this year.
Well, you know, it's wonderful to have family.
Oh, yeah.
It's so important to have family and want to take care of your family.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, being an asset preservationist, Matthew and I and Leah, we love the fact that we're helping families hold it together, so to speak, because there could be a day of reckoning very, 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 very soon. I was just reading something here just a moment ago about what predictions, rather. And, I people say, what do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to happen? You know, I was just sitting and eating down the street. There she's some advertising down the street. Some guy said, it's going to be bad. It's going to be real bad. I said, what's going to happen? Well, he was telling all these things about all these. It was going to take like 3 or 4 years for these tires to come in that they had ordered, that they're so backed up on, tires for cars. You know, just crazy, crazy things that you're hearing. And then again, you have people like Harry Dent, which we've talked about. He's the contrarian's contrarian, you know. But here's the problem. He gets a lot of things right. He gets a lot of things wrong, too, but he's got a lot of things right. And he's saying, watch out for at least an 80% stock drop. When I'm going, whoa, wait a minute. You talking about a high number. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen. Who knows what's going to happen? But this guy, the contrarian's contrarian, he says it's going to happen very soon, and they're just propping this thing up. Mm-hmm. We're just a bunch of turkeys, man, if we believe that this thing's going to hold together. It's just like we're not all going to get pardoned. Now, there is a way to pardon yourself right now and not get into the slaughter.
Well, I prefer more, instead of a pardon, you're going into the witness protection program.
They put turkeys in that.
Well, I think they probably should start thinking about it because we're all kind of our heads are on the chopping block here, like turkeys.
Yeah.
And what you need to do is go to the phone. Matthew, you ready with some phone numbers?
Oh, you know I'm ready.
Go to the phone, pick up the phone, address the phone. Yeah. Hello, phone. And then you dial these numbers.
Yes, you dial 205-479-0839.
Uh-huh.
Or you can dial 334-279-7431. And we're also on the web at retirewithernest.com.
There you go. And you will be able to talk with Too Tall Matthew, Princess Leah, or David Ernest. If they've awakened from their tryptophan coma after Thanksgiving, and they will talk to you about your finances, about what to do, and have to get your money in a place where, you know, like if there's an 80% drop in the stocks,
we don't know.
You're not going to.
We don't know what's going to happen.
You're not going to be affected, or the money you've got in this program won't be affected by that.
Right.
But you got to call today, Matthew.
205-479-0839. Or you can dial us at 334-279-7431.
There you go. That's Earnest Financial, LLC. Call them today.
Now, Harry Dent correctly called Japan's 1989 bubble burst, and it dropped. And just now recently, and maybe it went backwards a little bit, it just now, the market was just getting back from the 1989 burst back to where it was before 1989 in Japan. Now, this is ridiculous, guys. How many years was that? How many years did it take for them to get back?
Well, that's 31 years. Is that right?
I mean, it took 25 years in 1929 to get back with spending power in stocks.
Right.
So Harry Dent says stocks are on their last legs. Just think of them being on turkey legs, you know? He declares, I mean, gobble, gobble.
Yeah.
He declares predicting that the stock market will plummet 80%. And, He could be wrong. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen. It may not plummet at all. But here's the thing. Why be a turkey and risk it if you're older? I mean, if you're younger, you can afford to run from the chopping block because you're young, you got fast legs, and you can gobble and jump over fences and all kinds of stuff. But as old turkeys, and we getting on the chopping block, man, that's it. We chopped. We gone.
There you go.
You know, he cited that the GDP growth decreasing so much, you know, in that slippage that we had and all these other things was bad. And he also goes on to say that he thinks that the cryptocurrencies are going to drop worse than the stocks. And, you know, look. We talk about being an asset preservationist all the time, you know, preserving the turkey. Don't, you know, preserving the food. But even now, a turkey costs $21 instead of $12 like it did last year. Where's this inflation going? You know, as soon as the Feds start lifting rates, some people say, well, the Feds are not going to lift the rates. Guys, when you see, I forget how many countries I was reading today that have already lifted their rates and are lifting them actively. Their central bankers are lifting them very much so. Do you not think we're going to follow suit? You know, we got the United States has to protect the currency because this currency is supposedly the currency of the world, the currency that everyone wants, you know, to trade with. If this currency was to collapse, that would be bad. These guys have got to protect the currency. They cannot let inflation run away. The turkey's neck will only stretch so far before it snaps off. Matter of fact, I have seen people. Have you ever seen anybody kill a chicken? They pull their necks off sometimes instead of chopping them off. It's pretty disastrous.
It's pretty nasty.
But I know it. I feel so sorry for these chickens. But the thing is, we don't want to be chickens. We don't want everything pulled away from us when we're out there flapping around with no head. You know, like, where'd the rest of our money go? Where did our spending power go? Gobble, gobble. It's gone. You know, if something gobbled it up, it's called inflation. Something gobbled it up, it's called depression or recession. Something gobbled it up, it's called correction. Something gobbled it up, it's called non-profit in this economy. Something gobbled it up, it's called the P.E. ratios were too high. What's going to gobble it up? They're talking about all these things that could gobble up our money, our values, our spending power. What's going to happen? We see, you know, signs everywhere where they say, you know, workers wanted employment. Nobody wants it. Why? Because the government is treating us like turkeys. We're all home. Not all of us, but there's a lot of us that want to go home because they're not so stupid like a turkey, knowing that if you sit home and you get paid more money than working, duh, gobble, gobble, you're going to do it. You know? They're not turkeys. You can't blame those folks for doing that. Really, they're trying to take care of their family. Why would you not go home if you were paid $15, $20, $25 an hour to sit on your assets? Really? You know? So why would you? Why would you? You wouldn't. And they're not. And I can't blame them. But eventually, the turkey call will start up. The turkey call of inflation. The turkey call of recession. The turkey call of increased interest rates to get back to the norms again. All these things will happen. And then when they do, don't have your head on the chopping block. Get it off that spot. Be a turkey that's smart. Take this to heart. Get out of the pen and go somewhere else. When this whole thing happens, you won't be the one that suffers the head to roll, because that don't save your dough.
Speaking of rolls, that's my favorite part of that.
I get it.
And if you want to take advantage of these things that David is talking about, and you don't want your turkey's head to get lopped off, you need to call David Ernest right now, 272-9228, and...
Yeah, you can dial 205-479-0839, or you can dial 334-279-7431.
Do we still have a website?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, retirewithernest.com.
And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. You can catch them at the Waffle House. You just have to find the right Waffle House.
They don't serve turkey at the Waffle House.
Do they not have like a Thanksgiving thing?
I don't know about that. That's
okay. Now, I can mention this because this radio station does do business with Chappies.
Yeah.
They have the Thanksgiving sandwich.
I love it. I order a lot of Chappies food.
It is nice.
It's wonderful.
Nice.
Yeah, it's good.
And
we got a
quick break coming up here in just a minute. But, you know, back to Thanksgiving, you know, what is it like tomorrow? No, actually, Thursday is the 25th.
Yeah, Thursday.
That's Thursday. You know, a month from that, that's Christmas in a month.
I know.
Isn't that crazy?
This whole thing's crazy. I mean, like, where's the presents? I saw a joke someone sent me. Uh-huh. I think he got it off Facebook. There was this little teeny-weeny tree sitting in this big stand.
I saw it.
Little teeny-weeny tree, and there was like a miniature present under it, something like an elf would bring.
That, yeah.
I'm going, and they said, you know, COVID Christmas or whatever.
It was the first Biden Christmas tree.
Yeah, first Biden Christmas tree.
Yeah.
You know, it's sad when... Everyone knows that, you know, it's going to be bad if they don't get something changed. How can we go on like this? I mean, how can these asset values stay so high when there's nothing holding them up? It's like hot air balloons. What happens to hot air balloons after they've sailed so long?
Eventually come back down.
Everything is just sailing with hot air right now. You know.
I tell you what.
Full of turkeys. Yeah, I mean, this is a bunch of turkeys with hot air.
We've got less than a minute before the break, but it's like some people took a gamble that the American people were dumber than a truckload of turkeys. And I got a bad feeling for them that they're going to find out that the American people are not that dumb, and they're going to rear back, snatch them, bald him before too much longer, because it's getting crazy.
Well, like Mo Brooks said, do something about it in 2022.
There you go.
Yeah, all right. We've got to change the shoe. We've got to get rid of it.
Everybody stay where you are. Hold on what you got. We'll be back with more of the Health and Wealth Show in just mere moments. Happy Thanksgiving.
David Ernest will be right back. So save him a drumstick and help yourself to another piece of pumpkin pie. Happy Thanksgiving from the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with a turkey.
Yeah, look, man, could you keep your voice down?
No, Mr. Turkey.
Tom, man, call me Tom.
Tom, I understand that your money man is David Ernest.
That's right, man. You mind if I stand behind you?
David Ernest takes care of your money, so it will be there when you need it for retirement.
If I get to retire, man, come on, keep your voice down, will you?
Tell everyone listening how they can contact David Ernest.
You can call David up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And he's on the World Wide Web at retirewithernest.com.
And like Mr. Turkey,
come on, man, Tom.
And like Tom, you too can be in the gravy.
Come on, man, give me a break. Help me out a little bit. I'm like the fugitive here.
Well, I could take you to my mother-in-law. She does a ham on Thanksgiving.
Oh, thanks, man.
Besides, I've been wanting to give her the bird for years.
They want to hit a Thanksgiving somehow. This is a Thanksgiving song. I hope you enjoy it. Love to eat turkey. Love to eat turkey. I love you. Eat turkey, cause it's good. Love to eat turkey like a good boy should. My head up, man. I appreciate it. But I was trying to think of the next line. I'm like, all I hear is clapping. Here we go. Thanks anyways. Turkey for me. Turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe.
Probably all filled up with turkey and dressing. But you can still take a moment to pick up the phone and call David Ernest, 334-279-7431 or 205-439-0839. After they have slept off their Thanksgiving feast, you will get a call back from Too Tall Matthew, Princess Leah, or everyone's favorite pilgrim, David Ernest, David will take care of your retirement. It's just one more thing to be thankful for. Now, please welcome the man who once drove a Plymouth into a rock. It's David Ernest.
Maybe that's what happened to that young lady there. Didn't she get the phone numbers wrong?
Yeah, the phone number is 205-479, whatever she said was wrong.
Maybe
205-479-0839.
Maybe she's hitting the holiday eggnog early or something. I don't know.
Well, she is English.
I'll talk to her. See what
she is British. I don't know what they do on
By the way,
day.
Now, a couple of things in that song was dated. He mentioned Cheryl Teagues.
Yes.
Now, wasn't she on Charlie's Angels? Was that Cheryl Ladd?
That was Cheryl Ladd. Cheryl Teagues was the model. Yeah,
she's
a model.
The reason I thought about that, though, is I saw this thing on the other day, and you remember when Charlie's Angels was on?
Mm-hmm.
That's where they came up with the term jiggle show.
Oh, really?
Because those girls, they jiggled. They wore all these tight little things. And so she, every week, they had her in some bathing suit that was just so revealing. For no reason, she's just in a bikini. So, and I saw this show. That week, I saw it. She comes out in the... I had never seen, up to that time, a smaller bikini on that show or on television.
I think that might have been the point.
And she, that's what she did. They gave her a suit to wear, and she went and got this other one. And I'm talking, they changed up after that. They did a lot less of the jiggling,
yeah.
You know. So she made her statement.
Went more giggling.
But we were all right there behind her. You tell them, girl. You tell them. You tell them bad men's.
Yeah.
And I'm sure we'll all be doing a lot of jiggling after Thanksgiving because I'm trying to scale back now so I can, you know, maybe.
It's difficult. It's very difficult. You know, it's very difficult to scale back and not listen to mainstream investment advice.
Mm-hmm.
Mainstream investment advice, to me, I'm sorry, guys, but everyone has an agenda. Even we have an agenda. Our agenda is to save your ass sets. Others have an agenda. Their agenda is to make a lot of money for you and them, too. Well, everybody wants to make money. So, you know, but what's the use of taking huge risk right now when, if you're older, when we see... Might not be the thing to do. It might not be what we should be doing this time of year. We need to be thinking for ourselves. You know, the news media, the fake news media, they tell you things. And the mainstream advertising, they tell you things.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want you to do different. They don't want you to think on your own, you know. They hype everything, but the truth be known, the crowd is usually wrong. The crowd is usually wrong. Usually the contrarians come out better. Go read. Go Google it. Go gobble it up. Listen. Listen to it. Read it. Gobble up that Google and read about contrarians. We consider ourselves contrarians because right now we're saying, beware. Beware of being a turkey nation. Right now, there's a lot less turkeys in this nation to eat, but there's a lot of turkeys taking action in this nation, and they think they can't be beat. But let me just say, it's not fun to end up like a turkey. No. Especially if it's on a dish. But that's another story. You just don't want to be in turkey land when it comes to your assets.
That's right. You don't want to sit there. You don't want to be feeling all empty when everybody else is all stuffed with their assets.
Yeah, it's a turkey
yeah that's
a good
right.
One.
Yeah. So, you know, you have to
I
make
love
sure.
That.
You like that? Well, use
yeah,
it again.
I Maybe you need my job and I need yours, baby.
Oh, no, because I can come up with the ignorant stuff a lot easier than
I
you
don't,
can.
I don't like it.
But the thing is, you got to watch out for yourself. You know, if turkeys took that point right there, you got to watch out for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, while all the other turkeys are standing there, you know, you sneak out the back.
Yeah.
You go out there and do your own thing, and maybe you'll live to be a turkey another day. And the easiest way to do that is to call David Ernest. Call David Ernest up at Matthew, you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I am ready to go.
Throw
you can
in
call
there.
Us up at 334-279-7431, or you can dial 205-479-0839. We are also on the web at retirewithernest.com.
There you go. And when you call, leave your name and number, and somebody will call
Don't
you
Don't garble back. Up or gobble up the voice message so we can hear you. Speak plainly.
Yes. Yeah, write down what you're going to say and have some lovely chamber music playing in the background while you're talking.
I say. Don't call us communist.
No, no.
That's as far as we could be. I mean, I got a phone call the day, and I've saved it. And I did not know that people thought we were communists.
I didn't either. Maybe
they think turkeys are communist. I don't know.
Before I forget, call David Ernest. You mentioned the phone numbers, and so we did that, and we're just going to say, make sure you get that no obligation consultation. Talk to Too Tall Matthew, Princess Leah, or the head gobbler himself. That would be David Ernest, and get your money in a good place so you'll be making your pilgrimage towards your retirement. And you can rock on over to Plymouth and relax and just sit there and count cars as they go by. The people who didn't listen, who are having to go out and beat the bushes to try to make a retirement. Call David Ernest today.
You know, speaking of Plymouths and all these different car places, Detroit, their retirement plans are in trouble. So I hear.
Mm-hmm.
So are the ones, some of them over in California, some of them in Washington, some of them in Minnesota. You know, the bluer the state, the worse they're going to hate their retirement in the end.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you potentially lose your assets in the end, why? Because these retirement plans, these defined benefit retirement plans, a lot of them are underfunded. What does that mean? That means that they weren't enough money put in there. There was a bunch of turkeys that were handling it, and now they're gobbling, you know, and there's no gravy. It's all gone. So don't be a turkey without gravy in the end. What you want is a retirement plan that cannot go away. Insurance companies are individual programs that you use for yourself, say like an IRA or non-qualified programs or whatever. You know, there's all kinds of retirement programs, and I'm not knocking what other folks do. I just don't like to put on the Elizabeth Warren shoe. Elizabeth Warren's shoes stink because I guess she thinks that she's an Indian, and she lives in the woods, and she wears moccasins. And last time I stepped on a moccasin, no, just kidding. You know, there's a lot of stuff you could make a joke about moccasins.
You were very thankful that he didn't turn around and bite you. They'll do that too. They're funny about it.
I know. But anyway, I don't think that Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders and some of the others have the story straight when it comes to our retirement money. You know, why? Again, just look at the blue states, what kind of condition they're in, what kind of condition their retirement plans, their pensions and things are in, and compare them to states like Alabama. You know, we have some very smart folks. What are they? They're conservatives. They're not turkeys. They're conservatives, and they know how to invest money. Our regulatory folks here are wonderful. We got a great securities department, a great insurance department. Everyone's protected to the best of their abilities. There's no stupidity here like there is in some other states, from my viewpoint. But here's the point. You want to save your assets if we do have a downturn if you're older. If you're younger and you're in 401ks and you're building up your assets, you know, a 5, 10, 15 year, maybe 20 your downturn wouldn't destroy you. It might actually help you because you could be buying those stocks and those ETFs and all those things over time. That's called dollar cost averaging. But if you're older, you don't have the time to recover. And that's where an asset preservationist steps in. That's what we are. We're specializing in preserving assets when you need them. There's also some things that you could look at, especially even younger people could look at this, is that the 702 code of the Internal Revenue Service, i.e. insurance, if you want to call it life insurance, tax-free loans, tax-free retirement plans. But this takes time to build up because the government only allows you to put this money in a little bit at a time. They do this with other retirement plans too. But, you know, most people have built these 401ks up and these IRAs and stuff, and they're older. They just don't want to lose that money. They just don't want to feel like a turkey in the end and get cooked. You know, these P.E. ratios in the stock market. Matthew, what do you think? You think these P.E. ratios are too high?
Well, we know they're too high.
Good answer.
Definitely.
We know they're too high. Why do we know they're too high? Because history don't do what? It don't lie, does it? History repeats itself over and over. And history teaches us. History tells us. Listen, even turkeys know to run when they see the hatchet. You know, it's a given that that's dangerous for turkeys. Here's the thing. We know to run when we see the hatchet. The hatchet of time, the hatchet of P.E. ratios being too high. We got a phone call?
We do.
All right.
Let us go to the phone. You're on the air with David and Matthew Ernest. Identify yourself and don't cuss.
Hey, guys. This is Tony.
Okay, I couldn't hear you. Who is it?
I'm sorry, guys. Can you hear me now?
You kind of, are you not on speakerphone, are you?
No, I'm just on regular phone.
Okay. Well, go ahead. Who's this?
Tommy.
Hey, Tommy.
Hey, Tommy.
Hey, enjoying your guys' show tonight. Been a good one.
Thank you.
And listening to y'all talk about turkeys and the way that the stock market may be dropping and everything, I can't quit thinking about the WKRP turkey drop.
You know, if everybody else and his brother wasn't playing that, I was thinking about, but you know, that's... You almost have to. I think it's a law that you have to play that if you're on the radio, but that is... That is probably one of the funniest things I've ever seen on television. And we talked about this years ago. That show was the most true-to-life radio show I'd ever seen on television. I mean, you had the receptionist who kind of, everybody looked at her and thought she was the dumb blonde, but she was the one in charge. And the general manager that just kind of wandered around, and the DJs are just in there trying to get stuff done, you know, and get on with their lives. But and Les Nessman, I've worked with everybody in that radio station, and it is that and the fact that what they did was it really just paralleled was it 1938 when the Hindenburg blew up.
Correct, yeah.
I mean, it's just almost word for word. It's hilarious. Yeah. But, and I've worked where we've done a promotion where nobody checked out what would happen if you did something and had something go bad like that. So, yeah, I'm right there with you, man.
And all. But, hey, enjoying your show, guys. Keep it up, man.
Thanks, Tommy.
Thanks a lot, man.
Thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
I almost got that for us.
We know somebody's listening.
Yeah, it's Tommy over there. He's over there. He's probably watching WKRP, too.
Yeah.
And we've got a few minutes before we have to go. And let's see. Thanksgiving traditions. What do you guys got any traditions? Like, y'all get out the songbook and sing, like, you know, what was it, Mitch Miller songs? You sing along? Y'all go?
Well, you know, we are kind of musicians in our family, so sometimes we do stuff like that, especially around Christmas time. Matthew,
we've got traditions. Every family does, sure. Even if you don't sit there and realize them, I think it changes. I mean, we've got this next generation of kids, you know.
Oh, yeah. Y'all got a kids' table, you know,
ain't nobody's business. There's a lot of kids there, right? Y'all got five or six little ones, don't you?
I'm telling you. So, I mean.
Yeah, we specialize in kids generation right now.
There you go.
You know,
we just try to get them to eat some of the good food. I mean, all they want to eat is, man, the picky
stuff,
chicken
even
nuggets
turkeys
or whatever.
Eat.
I'm going, you got to try this stuff.
I mean,
stuff.
Really.
This is what you need to be
what is it?
Right
is something
here.
About the taste buds of a kid?
Well, I can remember when I was a kid. I mean, you know, I eat what my mom and dad cooked, because if I didn't, I didn't
well,
eat
anything. Yeah, but yeah. Kids are...
But I can remember a lot of things not tasting the way they taste now. Well, you know,
yeah, I mean, we had goats when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
They were kids, and they would eat anything.
And they would.
Now
sit,
the other kids
they would sit
eat
at
anything.
The kids' table. Get it? Goats, yeah, kids. When is one Christmas or one Thanksgiving? I don't remember, but I was strolling through the kitchen, and it's going to be a little while before we eat, and we're having like a supper. It might have been Christmas time. I don't know, but there was this tray sitting there. It had these little corn dogs, and it had the little pigs in the blanket. Had mm-hmm. some chicken nuggets, and I'm like, oh man, hors d'oeuvres! So yeah. I get me a plate of them. I go in there. I'm sitting down. We're watching TV, and all of a sudden I hear the high-pitched sound of a person who is very upset. My sister-in-law is yelling, "Who has eaten my children's supper?" And I'm like, I done eat the baby's supper. Luckily, they had some more, and they warned them up. It never occurred to me that they weren't going to be eating turkey.
You were an outcast that night.
No, I had to sit at the kids' table, though. That was only the outcast part of it. But,
well, that's probably good.
I think one thing I remember, and this was way back, after lunch on Thanksgiving, we would draw names for Christmas. And, you know, you didn't get everybody something. You just got one person something, and everybody sat around and watched everybody open their presents and ooh and ah and all that kind
no
of stuff.
No dirty Santa, though.
No, we didn't do that
not with
then.
Kids.
No, we didn't do that then.
No.
But I did work at a radio station, and
it was pretty dirty, huh?
Now, the engineer, he was like 80 years old, and this was in another place, and he went to the adult store. He bought something, and he brought it to the dirty Santa.
Oh,
it was a hit, except with the church ladies. They was a little upset about it.
Yeah.
But we, all the guys, got a big kick out of it. We thought it was funny.
Naturally.
But, of course, I know the turkey has been in the refrigerator over at our house. I think Donna's cooking the turkey.
Oh, yeah. Your brother-in-law provides that turkey.
He won a turkey for something.
Before the inflation.
Yes,
hit.
He won.
He got a turkey at a reasonable turkey price.
Uh-huh. And he's going to be...
congratulations, brother-in-law, for fighting inflation in turkeys, too.
That's Mike Owens. He's going to be over at Mama's for Thanksgiving. And another funny story about Mike, he came out... it's been within the last year or so. And it's... Some folks just got different tastes.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care what he's eating, he's got to have some mayonnaise. That's just him.
Not Matthew.
That's just, he don't like mayonnaise.
Oh, no.
No,
he's mayonnaise is a big turnoff.
That's just his thing.
He wouldn't eat turkey or anything with mayonnaise. I love turkey with mayonnaise.
He's got to have some mayonnaise. So we're sitting there. He's over at my mama's, and he says, Miss Sammy, that's my mama's name, Miss Sammy. Miss Sammy, do you have some mayonnaise? And she's standing there, and she stops, and she gets this look on her face. Well, he thinks he has insulted her.
Uh-oh.
And she said, no, I'm just trying to think, what did I cook that you put mayonnaise on? And I don't even know what he puts it on, but he just likes to have mayonnaise around.
Yeah, you know, there's a TV show about somebody who puts ketchup on everything. It's funny. They sort of like a kid eats everything.
Uh-huh.
This guy was watching them, and he loved ketchup, and he was going to hire them, and they give this guy this insight that if he put ketchup on everything, that he would be hired, you know. So he puts ketchup on everything, and the guy hires him. But he didn't really like ketchup that much.
I had a cousin that was like that, and ketchup on eggs. I don't think you should put ketchup on a hot dog. That's just me.
You know, Thomas Edison,
mm-hmm.
I think it was Thomas Edison, somebody like him, he would take people to lunch or dinner,
mm-hmm.
and he would watch them before he'd hire them. If they put salt or pepper on their uh-huh. on their food before
they tasted it,
of it, they were not hired.
Because, I mean, think about it.
That's what if being a turkey.
What if it's too salty and you put salt on it?
For real? You know, I mean, like, you're not using your noodle.
I know somebody else used to. I ain't going to say who they are, but.
Well, I mean. What was that?
Because she might hit me with something.
I think you're going to be trouble tonight.
See what I did one time. I better not tell this. She'll get mad at me. But I can't tell. She's over there. No, you cannot tell. I ain't going to tell.
You don't want to sleep in the turkey house.
I don't want to get a head injury. That's what I don't want to get. Hey, fellas, I got a song for us to play for Thanksgiving. I was looking for something funny, but I got to thinking, you know, sometimes you don't have to have something funny. And Thanksgiving is a thing about family and friends and getting together. And as Elvis would say, eating.
And being thankful.
And being thankful.
That's what it's all about. We need to be thankful, you know, that we have our families. We need to be thankful that, you know, the stock market hasn't fallen yet. We need to be thankful that, you know, the government has still got things propped up for a while.
Yeah.
I don't know how long.
We need to be thankful that Earnest Financial is here and ready to help anybody that wants it or needs it.
There you go.
And you can call us and we'll give you that help. 334-279-7431.
Uh-huh.
Or you can dial 205-479-0839.
I'm thankful for that information.
There you go. And so I found this song. And it's a nice song about being thankful. It's a family called the Petersons, and it's called the Thanksgiving Song. We'll see you next time on the Health and Wealth Show. Everybody have a happy and safe Thanksgiving.
Let the leftover years just wash away.